welcome. You're listening to the All Football Cast. I am Lita McLeod, and I'm a huge Baltimore Ravens fan.
I'm Eric the Fox Fox, and I'm a huge Patriots fan.
I'm Mac Daddy, and I'm a Bills fan.
Welcome. I hope you are set to have a great time because we're starting off this first episode by visiting the quarterbacks around the NFL. Because let's be honest, guys, a team is only as good as their quarterback.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, you need that quarterback to be strong. You need the quarterback to be the backbone of the team. And if the quarterback isn't any good, that team's going to fail really quickly.
Yeah, for sure. And there's been a lot of movement around the NFL. So let's talk about that, shall we?
Absolutely. There's been so much movement going on. So how about we start where we're most comfortable, and that is the AFC East. Eric, you're a Patriots guy. What do you think about the status of the Patriots and their quarterback situation?
For me, I'm okay with them bringing back Cam Newton, but at the same time, I was very hesitant about this signing. Getting him back after a year under the Patriots organization and the playbook, I think he might have a better season this year than he had last year. On top of having the re-signing of Cam Newton, they also drafted Mac Jones in the first round. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of a competition there will be at training camp with these two quarterbacks.
For sure. Things are going to get gritty in that quarterback room, I feel. I mean, Cam Newton, he didn't play horribly last season, but he's definitely going to have a shorter leash, I feel, with Belichick and Mac Jones just kind of waiting for the time to strike and start playing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be tight, and it's going to be a battle right from the get-go. As soon as they start training camp, there's just going to be the questions of, is it going to be Mac? Is it going to be Cam? Like, we'll see what happens. But I think Patriots fans and the NFL are going to be sitting on faded breath, as they say, just to see what happens with this quarterback situation. Because, yeah, I mean, Cam Newton did not play that bad last year, but he was shaky. And he didn't play that bad last year, but he really didn't get the momentum going that I would have expected, especially with the team. But the COVID issues and the injuries and stuff, it was just so hard to get any momentum last year.
That's true. But you know what team didn't have trouble getting momentum in the AFC East? That's the Bills and Josh Allen. Mac, how do you feel about Josh heading into this coming season?
Yeah, I mean, he was terrific last year. I mean, this is a young guy who has really started to come into his own. And if you look at the playoffs last year, he played so well. He was top three in MVP voting. And obviously, he's got the weapons in Buffalo. I mean, I have him right behind Patrick Mahomes as the second best quarterback in the AFC right now. So I feel really good about Josh Allen.
Yeah, no, for sure. Did you actually see that there's a huge comparison going on right now between Allen and Mahomes to see who can actually throw the furthest ball? They're each saying that they can throw about 80 yards. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So also in the AFC East, we have the Patriots kryptonite with the Dolphins. They decided to stick with Tua, their recent draft prospect, and they got rid of Fitzmagic down there. So they're definitely going all in with Tua. How do you guys feel that's going to work with the Dolphins?
I really think that the Dolphins, if they give Tua the weapons that he needs and the time to fully get a handle on this playbook, I think the Dolphins are going to be a threat in the AFC East. I hate to say it as a Patriots fan because they have been our kryptonite. We've had several of our last game of regular season where we've lost and it cost us a divisional spot and we had to play in the wild card a couple years ago. Just so many massive games where the Dolphins have just come up with huge, huge comebacks and huge wins late in games against the Patriots. So I think that the Dolphins will definitely be a force to be reckoned with, especially if Tua can get the weapons and Tua can play to his potential.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Dolphins are a kind of a team that people forget about. Yes, they're a high profile team, but they really haven't done a lot in kind of the last 10, 15 years. But they have a good coach, they have a good defense. And you look at the acquisitions they made, you mentioned those weapons for Tua. They got Will Fuller, that's a weapon. Also Jalen Waddle in the draft. Two weapons right there. So hopefully he can start to get the help he needs, but definitely a threat are the Miami Dolphins.
Facts. You can never count the Dolphins out now after that huge tank that they went through. They definitely mastered that rebuild quality for sure. And finally, in the AFC East, we have the Jets. The Jets did what Jets do, and they drafted another quarterback this offseason with Zach Wilson. being their number one going at number two. What are our thoughts with Zach Wilson now replacing Sam Darnold over in New York?
In my opinion, I think that they can't get any worse than they've been before. Sam Darnold has been an okay quarterback. He's had some decent games, but I think with the Jets organization, they just need something to spark them, somebody to go in there and just turn around their franchise, because they've just had so many issues with quarterbacks, especially from the Mark Sanchez butt fumble to Sam Darnold and so many other quarterbacks in between. It's just been a gong show in New York, and it's just been crazy to watch how bad they've been over the years. But like I said, if this guy can go in there and actually play hard and get some big wins, that's going to be huge for their franchise.
Yeah, I think if anyone is up to the challenge, it would be Zach Wilson. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, he comes from BYU, and he's obviously got a great work ethic. Having said that, you know, playing in New York, especially playing for the Jets, is always difficult. But again, you question whether or not they're going to give him the weapons he needs to be successful, because there's really not a whole lot right there for the New York Jets right now.
Facts. I mean, the Jets, they try every year. Maybe they can do it this season with Zach Wilson. I mean, they do got a new coach in there now. Thankfully, Gates is gone. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how Zach Wilson can acclimate to playing in such a huge fan base with New York, for sure. So keeping on with our travels, how about we head down south, the AFC South. There has been some changes there as well. Let's start with the big one, which is the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, he is now the man in town down in Jacksonville. The Minshew era is done, guys. What are we going to do?
I really think that Trevor Lawrence, if he can play like he did in college, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFL. If he has the weapons that he can throw to, he is going to be very successful in this league. And I think that Jacksonville will do some damage this year with Trevor Lawrence.
I think he's definitely going to have a good year. I mean, he's obviously a really talented guy. He can run, he can pass, he's got a great arm, great attitude. Having said that, I think we have to temper our expectations a little bit, because you have a situation where his college coach is coming with him. There's a lot of question marks on the team right now. Having said that, I do think he'll make a big impact. I just don't know if the rest of the team will do the same thing.
That's a good point, Mac. Yeah, Jaguars, they've been trying for so long, kind of like the Jets, to get things right at the quarterback position and in other areas. I definitely think they nailed it with Trevor Lawrence in the draft, but like you said, temper the expectations a little bit. I don't think Tim Tebow is going to be the one that Lawrence can throw to rely on the most. All right, so continuing on, there was some other changes up in the AFC South. The Colts, guys. Carson Wentz is now the man in charge up there. What are we thinking?
It came as a bit of a shock. Just the way that the Colts have gone over the last few years with the drama, let's say, behind the sudden retirement of Andrew Luck to bringing in a guy as experienced as Philip Rivers, and now you're going with this guy. It's a bit of a roller coaster over the last couple seasons, but I think, again, if he can get back to his form from when he was with Philly, I think he's going to do well. And I think the Colts are going to be tough to beat, especially at home. They've always had a really good home record from what I remember, going back to the Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady days. Anytime we had to play at Lucas Oil Stadium, it was a disaster waiting to happen. I think that if they can secure a lot of big home wins, they're going to be in a really good spot in the AFC South.
Yeah, to me, the Indianapolis Colts are another really good team that nobody really talks about. They've got a great defense. Their run game has really improved. I think Philip Rivers did as good a job as you could possibly expect last year with that team, considering his age and everything. And now you bring in a guy like Carson Wentz, who really needed a fresh start. Really talented guy. His best years in the NFL, this guy was an MVP candidate. And you can only hope he's got four more years on his contract. Maybe he can find that form again, like you said. I mean, that's obviously what they're hoping for.
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, like you said, the Colts are disgustingly underrated. I mean, and that's coming from a Baltimore Ravens fan. But their defense, like you said, is stellar. And if Carson can rebound, it's going to be dangerous for the AFC South, for sure. Now, one other thing that is going on in the AFC South, we cannot avoid the topic, the Texans, guys. Deshaun Watson, that entire situation. Rumor is that he is close to coming to terms with a deal that would enable him to play in the upcoming season. They did go out in the offseason as well and sign Tyrod Taylor. Do we think Watson is going to stay in Houston, or is he going to go elsewhere?
My inkling is that he's going to leave at some point. It may be sooner, it may be later in the season, it may be in the offseason. I think his time with the Houston Texans is numbered. It's just a question of how is it going to work? Are they going to be able to swing a trade? Is somebody going to want to take on that drama, so to speak, with all the stuff that's been happening with him behind the scenes? So I think it's going to be interesting to watch for sure.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out either, but obviously Deshaun Watson is an incredibly good quarterback, but he's got some issues off the field that he really needs to sort out. And I think the issue with Watson more than anything right now is that all these teams have made moves to shore up their quarterback position via the draft or via trades. There's nobody really looking for a quarterback right now, except maybe one or two teams. I don't think they want to inherit this kind of situation and drama, like you mentioned, that he's going to bring, or baggage, so to speak. So I don't think he's going to be leaving this team this year, maybe next year.
That's a really good point. Yeah, there have been a lot of quarterback moves made this offseason, like an uncharacteristically large amount. There's huge limitations on where he can go. Personally, if he's going to go anywhere, I can see him maybe going to the Eagles. And depending on what they're willing to offer, I would say the Dolphins are still in contention as well to get Deshaun Watson. Traveling onwards, we're going to visit the AFC West. Not a whole lot of moves have been made there yet, but there is a lot of speculation on what could go down, especially with the Broncos. The Broncos, they currently have Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater set as their starting quarterbacks, but there is rumors, as we know, with the whole Aaron Rodgers situation. What do we think about the Broncos and the status of their quarterbacks right now, guys?
For me, if you're going into a season with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater, you're asking for a disaster. If they can somehow swing a deal to get Aaron Rodgers, obviously that will instantly improve their chances. That being said, like every other quarterback we've kind of discussed so far, Aaron Rodgers needs weapons. And if they don't have the weapons that he can throw to, it's not going to go well anyways. So it's going to be really interesting to watch what happens and what unfolds with Denver.
Yeah, Denver's a team that's been rebuilding for a while, kind of like the Jets and the Jaguars, where after Peyton Manning left, they just haven't been able to do a whole lot. But I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron Rodgers is not going to the Denver Broncos. He wants to win, not lose.
Yeah, but let me just play devil's advocate here. The Broncos actually have strong wide receivers. They're underrated, but guys like Jerry Jeudy are outstanding in wide receiver. Their defense statistically has been solid, and their running game has started to take off. Honestly, for me personally, guys, I would say this would be an ideal landing spot for Rodgers if he actually wants to compete. The only thing that this team is missing, in my opinion, is that quarterback to take them to the next level, because as much as Drew Lock, bless his soul, he tried really hard last season with so much adversity, and we all know the rebound that Teddy Bridgewater has had after sustaining a major injury as well. They're not going to cost you games, but they're not going to help win you games. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
All right. Also in the AFC West, there wasn't many other changes. Patrick Mahomes is still staying put with the Chiefs. QB Justin Herbert is getting another shot as number one with the Chargers. And the Raiders decided that they're going to stick with Derek Carr one more season at least.
Yeah, I get it. But I think they should have moved on from Derek Carr, find something else, because it just hasn't really worked since he's been there through the whole Oakland to Las Vegas move. I get the loyalty, so to speak, and there wasn't really a lot of options for moving quarterbacks and trading for quarterbacks, so I get it. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He signed $500 million plus contract, so you know he's not leaving anytime soon.
Yeah, I look at this division, especially the Raiders, and you know, they're a solid team, but they're nothing spectacular. And obviously there's kind of a pretty big gap between Kansas City and then the rest of the teams in the division, but he's a solid quarterback. He's not elite. If you look at the quarterbacks in this division, Justin Herbert was phenomenal last year on the Chargers, and I think he's going to be the second best quarterback, and Carr is probably going to be number three.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but this conversation is getting me even more excited about the upcoming season. Join us next time. We're going to dive deeper into the NFL every episode and give you know and know-how to join the conversation and maybe even pick a team.